Chicago, Illinois to Indianapolis, Indiana. Sunday, February 16th, 2014. In the fifth row from the front at the far left side of Deerbrook Evangelical Free Church on Sunday morning, everything looks pretty much the same as it has for the last 15 years. This is the church where my parents met, where I was born into the waiting arms of the Young Marrieds class, into Awana programs and Sunday school and Bible sword drills, and love. The metal pipes of some long-gone organ still slant elegantly down the stone wall at the front of the church, although they're mostly hidden now by two giant projector screens. The whiplash of it is jarring. Last night at that funky Lincoln Park bookshop, I was reading to a small audience about the faith of my youth. I stood before a giant magazine display directly in front of a magazine called Bitch. Before the reading, Alyssa had casually hidden that magazine's cover. "You didn't need that headline right above your head while you read," she'd whispered. I'd been holding a glass of wine in one hand and my book in the other and grinning nervously across the trendy book-filled shop. Just last night, I'd been reading about this church, this life, my memories from when this was home. Now I'm sitting here in gray skinny jeans and a white sweater, feeling 15 years old and 30 all at once. The projector screens at the front of the sanctuary show the words of worship songs I don't know anymore. I don't know the people on the stage leading the songs either. Gone is the tall, stocky worship pastor with the hooked nose. Gone are the Swedish piano player and the church choir and the young drummer, the one I used to lecture about his swearing. The pastor gets up to give the sermon, and it's not, to my surprise, the new head pastor, a former New York football coach with a gruff mafia-esque voice. Instead, it's a balding, dynamic black pastor with a broad smile and a suit. "Who's he?" I whisper to my dad. "Teaching pastor, Charles Johnson, working on his PhD over at Trinity." Dad's lips barely move when he tells me this in my ear. "He, Lou, and Tim trade off giving the sermons." His gray beard prickles my cheek as he explains. I can smell his old spice.